over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus.
Dr. Faye Maureen, your co-host of Healing and Deliverance Through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching, with my co-host, Prophet Faithman Agbedo, who will be joining us from Nigeria shortly. We thank you for listening in on this morning. Greetings. This show is sponsored by the Truth and Power Broadcast from Nigeria. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Hovis House Ministries, bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within this. Before we get started, enjoy this next selection by Martha Munizzi, Holy Spirit, Fill This Room.
I said, you know, one of the most important things to me is that people get to really worship God. For the next few minutes, I know you've been worshiping, but I want to invite His presence to be here, to stay with us and dwell here. And you can stand, you can sit, you just respond to the presence of God. Because when we begin to worship Him, He inhabits our praise. The Bible says He inhabits our praise. He sits on our worship. Can't you just feel Him in this place tonight? Lift up your hands and just cry out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill this place with Your presence, with Your glory. We need You. So fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. 'Cause we need Your presence. We
Lord tells us that we could boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence to find all of the help we need. Our God, his ear is inclined into the ear of the righteous. So we are going to go to the throne of grace. But if you are listening in and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is follow these quick four steps. I call it the four A's. You just need to acknowledge that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You then need to agree with John 3:16, which tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then all you have to do is ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then it's just accept him in your life. The four A's is very, very simple. So if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I encourage you, implore you, get to know him. That's all you have to do is go through those steps. So we are going to go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you on this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us, God, for this day that we have never seen before. Lord Jesus, for those who are listening in now, all different time zones, God, we lift our hands and we worship you and we praise you on this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you no matter where the people of God are around the world. It may be morning, it may be afternoon, but God, we give you the glory and the honor. There's no other God like you. You are the I Am, God. You are self-sufficient, God. Now, Lord, I pray especially, we're going to intercede and pray especially for the people of God, those who have challenges on this morning, those who woke up and said, Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I have decisions to make. But, Lord, your word tells us, God, that if we would ask you for wisdom, you would give it to us. So on this day, God, I decree and I declare wisdom for the people of God. Help them to understand. Help your people just to hear and to see what you're saying to them, God. Lord, we incline our ear unto you. We inquire, God, like King David did on many occasions, God. He inquired of you, God, what should I do? So even for the saints on this morning, God, as they inquire unto you, God, what should they do? God, we thank you for the answer. And God, not only are we going to inquire unto you, but we're going to incline. God, we're going to listen. We say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way, God. We say yes, Lord. God, we obey you. God, we'll obey you. God, we want to please you. So, Lord, even on today, we bless your name and give you all of the glory and all of the honor. God, help us, God, increase our understanding, increase our revelation knowledge. God, even by us praying Ephesians 1:17-20 every day, God, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, So God, on today, I pray for the saints of God all over the world that they may know what is the hope of your calling. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you to us in your word, God, and everything give thanks for. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So, God, we just thank you on this morning. We just thank you on this morning, God. We thank you for the mountaintop experiences. We thank you for the valley experience because you say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So, God, we have nothing to fear no matter what we're walking through, no matter what path we're on. God, you give us the light. Lord, you lead us. So, Lord, we have nothing to fear. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke this fearlessness and hopelessness. But I hear the spirit of fear. We bind that spirit of fear, but we lose fearlessness. We lose fearlessness for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind hopelessness and we lose hope against hope. We lose the courage of God. Hallelujah, God. Give your people what I call God-pleasing faith. Lord, we want to please you no matter what. God, we want to please you in everything we do. Like your servant David prayed, oh God, search us, oh God, and know our hearts, know our minds, and God, lead us in the way everlasting. God, we need you to lead us in the way everlasting. God, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for this time. God, we're here to say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, we bless your name and give you all the glory. We give you all the glory and all of the honor, Lord, your worthy. We lift our hands and we magnify you. We praise your name. Now, God, we thank you because you are healer. So, God, even on today, we command our healing to come unto us. The word is in our mouth. And as we believe in our hearts, so are we. So, God, we believe in our hearts for your healing and your deliverance. God, we thank you for the examples in the scriptures you've given unto us so we could walk in our healing. God, we thank you for the word of God is true. It stands sure from generation to generation. You're not a man that you should lie. So we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord is the word of God. Saints, if you listen, the report of the Lord is the word of God. Get it in your spirit. Command your morning. Command your midday. Command it in the evening. All of us are going to confess the scriptures of the Lord. Confess the healing of God. Confess the report of the Lord. It tells me in Psalm 107:20 that he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God is a healer. Healing is for all. The report of the Lord tells me, even in Genesis 20:17, when Abraham prayed unto God, God healed Abimelech and his wife and maidservants. They had been barren. That's the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord tells me, even in Nahum, those of you who have been sick, those of you who have had illnesses and affliction, it tell me, what do you imagine against the Lord? Affliction shall not rise again. Don't let the enemy come and try to tell you that you're going to be sick again. Continue to walk in your healing. It's God's will for us to be healed. It's God's will for us to be healthy and whole. Even right now, we make a confession. God, we thank you as we walk in our healing. Now, God, forgive us, Lord, if we've done things to come against the laws of nature. God, if we haven't taken care of ourselves, if we've overdone it. So, God, help us on this day. Give us discipline. Give us discipline. I release a spirit of discipline. Now, even in our eating habits, it's to do what's right. Lord, you've healed us, so help us to walk in our healing. I speak to everyone listening, those of you who are suffering with headaches, in the name of Jesus, I come against that migraine headache. Lose healing now. Go to that place, to that room, that woman who's holding her head with that headache. Lose the healing of God for now in the name of Jesus. The word of God, God is the report of the Lord. So the report of the Lord tells me in Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease. He healed every sickness and every disease. He healed every sickness and every disease. The report of the Lord is the word of God. The word of God is true. God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word of the Lord is true, and he can't lie. So he healed every sickness and every disease. So I speak to you, those of you who've been afflicted with cancer, you've got the report from the doctor. I'm here to tell you the report of the Lord says that you are healed. Jesus can heal every sickness and every disease. Matters not what it is, but just believe it. Let your faith go up. Let your faith go up. Let your faith go up. Let your faith go up now in the name of Jesus. Let your faith go up. Now he's given us the authority, the keys of the kingdom. In Matthew 18, it tells us we must use the keys of the kingdom. You need to learn how to bind and loose, command things, and forbid things. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, those of you even who have any stomach problems on this morning, just upset stomach, no matter what you've tried, upset stomach, I speak to that. I'll be able to scan my upset stomach. Healing. We speak healing. healing. I speak the words of healing. God, we thank you and give you the glory. The Holy Ghost came that we may have power. Now, we have power within us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that I can ask or think, above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. But Acts 10 and 38 tells me how God answered. He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's the report of the Lord. God anointed Jesus, and he went about doing good. So it's up to us to do good. And he healed all who are oppressed of the devil. So the devil brings oppression. The devil brings sickness and affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are delivered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the mother, that mother and daughter, the daughter who's had these problems with her legs. I speak to her now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing, God. We speak healing. Hallelujah. Hey, bless your name. Hey, prophet. So good to have you on the line with us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Oh, nice having you here today, Dr. Faye. Glory be to God. Greater things are going to happen today. Hallelujah. I'm ready for God's people. The anointing of God is ready. The wisdom of God is ready. There's going to be more than what was said we're going to do today. There will be a release of increase. A release of increase. Makata labaya. Rebeka shame prota kaparo doshe keda riga. Meko naska tana kada boske tona baria. Beko doske tela bradoske tola bradesko ban. Masheke to le prakato le bradoske to la baba. Reka paradoske to le prakato le prakata la baba. Reko le broske tola bradeske tola baba. Mesko tola bradoske tola bradeske tola baba. Lesca chala brados que toli brados que toli bragada. Rako parados que tola bradi baroba. In the name of Jesus. Hear this. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17. Look at what the word of the Lord said. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stone iron. You get, this is the word of the Lord. Now, if somebody was believing God for five, I'm hearing the Lord saying, I can give 20.
Amen.
I'm hearing the Lord saying, I can give 100. Because the word of the Lord is greater than our situation. So no matter the situation anybody who are listening to us right now is going through, the word of the Lord is saying this morning, supernatural provision. Supernatural increase, supernatural multiplication, harvest beyond our imagination. You know, Jesus said something in Luke chapter 5 when the disciples, when those Peter and his men were having a struggling business, things weren't working well. And Jesus asked for the boat, and Peter gave the boat. And when he did, the Bible said that Jesus said, launch into the deep. Now, there is a businessman listening to us right now, that his business is looking like nothing is going to come out of it like it happened to Peter. But hear you the word of the Lord. You can't go by experience. You have to go by revelation. You can't go by experience. You have to go by revelation. Revelation is greater than experience. If I go by experience, I'll be frustrated by sight. If I go by revelation, I'll be inspired by faith. By revelation, I will be inspired by faith, because God's word said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, he said, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. Now, people of God listening to me around the world, we walk by faith, not by sight. If you go by sight, you will miss God's purpose. You will miss his plan. You will miss his provision. Your success and victory is in your faith walk. And maintaining your faith is a proof of victory. Maintaining your faith, the word of the Lord is coming right now. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time to back out on God. This is not a time to say it's not going to be possible. You have come along your way holding on God's promises. You can't quit right now. I see the hand of the Lord empowering people into distinction, empowering them into impact, empowering them into fruitfulness and multiplication. The spirit of grace is upon this telecast right now, upon this show right now. I see the anointing of God's spirit healing people. Oh, Makadia Kadubaswai, healing people. Listen to this. You can't give up now. You're close. You're break. You can't give up right now. You are close. You're break. Big things are coming. Great things are coming. Big things are coming. Great things are coming. Your future is bigger than your past. Your destiny is calling you. Your tomorrow is greater. And the Lord is saying right now, look beyond the limitations. See the future. Look beyond the experience. See your destiny. Look beyond your emotion. Look at my word. God's word is greater than your experience. You remember God's word in Genesis 1 verse 3. And God said, now, the word of God is dynamic. It carries a creative energy. It has the potential to recreate any situation. So if I can declare the word of God, now the scripture said, therefore, having the same spirit of faith, will believe, therefore, have we spoken. This morning, we'll be speaking to situation. Whatever your situation is this morning, you get ready to hook up with me and Dr. Fred, because the anointing will be stronger and miracles and healing will be better all around the world. Wherever you are, you're listening to us in India, in Nigeria, in Canada, in America, in the UK, wherever you're listening right now, there is an anointing in this atmosphere, and there is a supernatural release. Makato kapara gababa. Supernatural assistance for people's businesses. I see business people today receiving supernatural assistance. You know, your skill is not enough in this economy. You need the backing of the Spirit of God. Your skill is not enough. Whatever skill you got from Harvard, from Yale, from Princeton, from wherever business school you went to, your skill is not enough. You need a supernatural backup. Remember that Peter was a professional fisherman, but nothing worked out based on his professional skill. But when the supernatural came into the natural, there was a release of harvest. Your harvest is connected to the supernatural. Your ability to trust God's word is the proof of your victory. And Jesus said to Peter, let down your net, cast your net, launch into the deep. And Peter responded. Now, let me say this to us this morning. Whenever you receive a rhema word, that is a platform for your faith.
Yes.
Whenever you receive a rhema word from God, a word from God is more important than what you're feeling. A word from God. No matter what you're going through right now, the scripture established in Isaiah 30, verse 21. It said you will hear a word saying, this is the way. And the Holy Ghost is here in this show this morning and giving people direction.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. I can feel it where I am right now. The power of God is so strong here. The power of God is strong here.
Hallelujah.
Assisting the people of God. Go, the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. La kokonda pandolo bo shankamba la ba 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 ba. Mo sekondo li ba 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 ba. Akikapa, akikapa rando seketo libra kaba ba ba. Rosko parando seketo libra kaba ba ba. Makaba, supernatural assistance for you. You are listening next morning. So it's a supernatural assistance for you. Angelic support for you. Angelic support. Makato linkra doske to para ba ba. Leko para de ba ba. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
listen to this right now. If you're listening to us, remember when Moses went to Egypt to bring out the people of God. He received a prophetic word from the Lord that this is the time for freedom for God's people. And they have this taskmaster that have held them bound for years. They are used to slavery. They talk slavery. They live in slavery. They dress slavery. Everything about them was slavery. But when their prophet came, he started bringing God's word. There was a manifestation of the miraculous and signs and wonders. Now listen to this. What happened? When the Lord gave word to Moses, this is the time to leave the land. He said, you're going to do this. You are going to give them an instruction to kill an animal, to place the blood on the doorpost, and wherever I see the blood, I will pass over. The blood of Jesus Christ is our key to victory. And we are going to plead the blood on this show this morning, that the blood of Jesus will speak for people's lives, will speak for businesses, will speak for people's health. He said we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb is our source of strength, our source of energy, our source of power. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves. The blood of Jesus over every listener. The blood of Jesus over everyone. The blood of Jesus. I plead it over your finances, sir. I plead it over your job. I plead it over your career. I plead it over your future. In the name of
Jesus.
This is the time to speak to anything that stands like a mountain, like a Red Sea. God said to Moses, the same rod that did miracles in Egypt, the same rod can part the Red Sea. You know, sometimes we are having the key to the situation, but it's not looking like the key. The word is always the answer. God's word is always the answer.
Right.
Now, in Colossians 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. You need to have the word of God in you richly. Now, when Moses died and Joshua was to take over leadership from Moses, the Bible said that the word of the Lord came to him and said, meditate on this law day and night that you will make your way prosperous. Now, listen to this. The integrity of God's word has the potential to change any situation. The integrity of God's word has the potential to change any situation.
Any situation.
Now, we are going to do what Jesus did in Mark chapter 11. He went to the victory and he spoke. Whatever your situation is right now, begin to speak to it. Begin to speak to it.
Mark, in the name of Jesus.
We'll speak to this business. We'll speak to people's career. We'll speak healing. We'll speak direction. We'll speak divine opportunities. We'll speak preferential treatment. We'll speak wet transfer. We'll speak divine direction. We'll speak the wisdom of God upon people right now. You are you have the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. The wisdom of God is upon you. The light of God is upon you. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8, the path of the just, the shining light. The light of God is coming. The light of God is coming. The light of God is coming on people all over the world. The spirit of darkness is gone. Receive light, receive inspiration. Receive light, receive inspiration, receive direction, receive understanding. Marco Danda, La Giga Gabla, Gedo Goda, Grados, Ketoka, Dabrika, Debaka, Digada, Bagia, Mosanda, Lakando, Seketolim, Brakaba, Rekata, Ros, Ketomana, Kadabia, Kababa, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The scripture said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, I'm hearing this right now for a lady that is living in Detroit, you know, in Detroit area. I can hear Detroit in my spirit, you know. And this lady has been going through a very frustrating moment. I see a lady in Michigan, you know, going through a very frustrating moment, you know, and she's thinking to take her life. The Lord is saying if we pray for her, that spirit will go.
Right now,
the spirit of
Jesus.
Suicide, the spirit of bondage and captivity will. Let's take authority against that spirit. In the name of Jesus. I saw a student in New York that is on debts, you know, a lot of debts, you know, because of trying to pay his school fees and parents not able to help him, so he has to loan and take money from here and there. And the Lord is saying that he can help him out. Lord is saying, I can see that the young man is frustrated right now. So I'm talking with you. The debt is accumulating. He can't pay attention to his studies. Now, the power of God is in the airwaves. I see the anointing very strong this morning. And this anointing to pay bills, to help people pay their bills. Bills. I see bills. The Lord helping people to pay their bills. Supernatural provision. Mark, he said he sustained them for 40 years and they lack nothing. 40 years, they lack nothing. They weren't sowing, they weren't reaping, they weren't farming, but the Lord was sustaining them. Lord, thank you for sustaining that student. He was in the name of Jesus. There is a man in Louisiana. His name is Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson in Louisiana. This man had a very challenging moment with his relationship. And he's trying to back out. He doesn't want to continue anymore because of the situation. The man lives in Louisiana. But the Lord is saying this morning, I can help people that have marital challenges. Those who are having divorce cases in the courts, you know, a lot of challenges. The Lord said, if you can give me your heart, if you can give me an opportunity, I can heal that which was sweet before. You know, the relationship was sweet before. Nobody is getting married on the first day and he's saying he wants a divorce. At the first day of marriage, everybody's happy. 1 week, everybody's happy. But after a long time, you begin to see people having funny attitude, getting familiarity, opens door for a lot of frustration. And the Lord is saying, I want to heal the marriages of my people. I saw a pastor that is about to go to a court with the wife because of some challenges. The Lord is saying, I can handle that. The Lord is saying, I can handle that. I can handle that. I saw a pastor that is about to go to court to divorce the wife because of the challenges she's facing in that marriage. The Lord said he could heal their marriage. The pastor is hearing us. He could heal their marriage. So let's pray for supernatural restoration in marriages going through challenges. We pray for supernatural assistance. Lord, pray for restoration. In the name of Jesus, we pray for restoration. In the name of Jesus, there are people battling with oppression of the mind. The Lord is talking to me right now. There are people who are having oppression of the mind, and they are doing some stupid stuff. They are doing things they don't want to do, but they don't know how to stop it. I saw a lady, and this lady has been oppressed in her mind. And it's like she's trying to go insane because of the condition of her mind. The Lord is saying that spirit can leave her as you pray. That spirit can go. You know what I'm saying right now? That spirit can go. The spirit of oppression, we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, Makabania Baba. The spirit of oppression, we rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all those who are going through oppression in their mind, I speak healing to their mind.
Healing.
I speak direction to their mind. I speak strength to their mind. I speak healing to their mind. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. In Isaiah 61, verse 1. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yes.
Now, when the Spirit is upon you, you do extraordinary things. You exceed your expectation. You exceed the limit. You become a limit breaker. Now, the presence of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer guarantees supernatural manifestation. The presence of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of the believer is an endowment for supernatural exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Presence of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of the believer is the foundation for greater impact. The presence of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of the believer is an empowerment for distinction. The presence of the Spirit of the Lord. So this was where Jesus read from in Isaiah when he went to pray, when he went to minister to God's people. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings. So you can't preach the good tidings except you're anointed.
Yes. Yes.
You can't preach the good tidings. And the good tidings is the key to freedom. When the good tidings is preached, bondages are destroyed, yokes are destroyed, because the good tithing is an expression of the anointing. The good tithing is an expression of the anointing. So, and Jesus said here, Isaiah said here, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tithing unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. Now, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, the anointing is the one that can do this. You got to be anointed to do this. And I've said to people several times, if you are born again, you are anointed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are born again, you are anointed. If you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are anointed. Because the word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. All you need to do is to walk in the consciousness of the one inside of you. 1 John 4, verse 4. It said, greater is he that is in you than what is in the world. The greater one lives inside of you. Now, if the greater one lives inside of you, you have what is called confidence. You have boldness. You have energy. You have power. You have passion for the things of the Spirit, for the move of God. Now, there are people today listening to me. The anointing in you want to call it forth. There is an anointing in every believer for greater things.
Right.
But sometimes we are ignorant of this anointing. And it is when we are ignorant of the anointing that we get defeated. Defeats happen when people are ignorant of the anointing. Every believer is anointed, but it's not every believer that is conscious of the anointing. Every believer is anointed, but it's not every believer that is conscious of the anointing. That was why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He is conscious. He was conscious of what he came with. In this show this morning, I came with the anointing that destroys yoke. I came with the anointing that brings direction to people. I came with the anointing that causes businesses, dreams, and visions to come alive. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to everyone listening to me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke frustration. I rebuke depression. I rebuke anxiety. I rebuke distraction. I rebuke every malicious act. I rebuke every sickness and disease. I rebuke infirmity. I rebuke sudden death. I rebuke every infirmity. You spirit of infirmity, I command you to go from the people of God. Go in the name of Jesus.
In the name
I rebuke. There is a lady I saw right now, Dr. Faye. Listen to this. A lady, she's going through delay.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a wait. She can't tell when this wait will be over. She can't tell. I saw a lady. And she's thinking of taking her life because she has nothing to show for her life. She has nothing to show for life. But I want to say this to her this morning. If you quit on God, you have lost the victory. If you stand on God's word, you will recover all. If you quit on God, you have lost the victory. If you stand on God's word, you will recover all. I want to say it again. If you quit on God, you have lost the victory. If you stand on his word, you will recover all. And right now you're hearing me. The Lord is saying your recovery will come by doing the word. He said the doers of the word is blessed. Are you blessed? You're blessed because you are a doer of the word. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, he said, if you will do this commandment, I will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Why? Because doing his word is partnering with him. When we do God's word, we are partnering with God. We are partnering with God to say, let your will be done. Let your purpose be in operation. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your assignment become clear to us. When we do the word of God, we are partnering with God to see the manifestation of his goodness, to see the manifestation of his counsel, to see the manifestation of his kingdom in every realm of life. I thank strongly my spirit this morning that there are people that the Lord is going to accelerate their life in the next 4 days. In the next 4 days. In the next 4 days. I'm hearing this. There are people that the Lord will accelerate their life to a dimension of harvest they never saw in January, they never saw in February, they never saw in March, they never saw in April, they never saw in May. But in this month of June, we have come to the mid-year. There's going to be a supernatural recovery because the hand of the Lord is going before the people. And because the hand of the Lord is going before the people, he will open the doors like the scripture will establish in Revelation 3 verse 8. He said, I said before you an open door. I hear an open door. An open door. An open door. Open door. Let's begin to pray right now. Open door for the people of God around the world, around the nations. Open doors. Open doors. Piko da yakaba. Mole grando shakanda libra katababa. Rekota la brades kenjuli marababa. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Makatababa. Liko do linkramason. Open doors, amazing manifestation. May go by Yakabanika da Bungredos, if you don't rados get your bar. Look, Amazoko, no libra, Kababa. Open doors, open doors. I hear that in my spirit. We are in a season of open doors. New doors are opening. New doors are opening. New doors are opening. New doors are opening. Yes, business appointment, business meetings. Makuka, Baba. Hear this. there is a prophet coming to the people of God. It is called supernatural prophet.
Yes. Yes.
It's
Amen.
Coming to the people of God in the marketplace. Now, I see the believers taking over the marketplace because the coming of Jesus is going to be with a lot of signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
The coming of Jesus is going to be with a lot of signs and wonders. And part of the signs and wonders we're going to see in this last day is going to be a transfer of wealth to the church. It's a sign, it's a wonder. A transfer of wealth to the church. Why? The church will need it to proclaim his coming. You see, the proclaiming of his coming will take wealth, will take money to be on television, to be on the internet, to be on every media platform or social media platform that has the potential to release his name to the public. And right now we're praying for people for supernatural prophet. Supernatural prophet. I prophesy on you that you're hearing me this morning. You're hearing me right now. Whenever you're hearing this prayer show and this word, whenever time you're playing it, now listen to this. You will have supernatural prophets. You will have supernatural prophets. Supernatural prophets. Supernatural prophets. Supernatural profit, outstanding success, outstanding impact, outstanding increase. In the name of Jesus, I command harvest of finances to come to your business, to come to your vision, to come to your family. I command every struggle to come to an end, every limitation, every opposition, every decision, stop in the name of Jesus. I release the finances. I release the increase. I release the open doors. I command the right men and women to come into your life right now. Supernatural connection. Supernatural connection. Divine connection. The people who multiply you. People that will add to your life. I see men and women that will add to your life coming to you. They will add. They will add. They will multiply your influence. They will multiply your opportunities. I receive them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Dr. Faye, you know the scripture said that strangers will build your walls.
Yes.
You hear that? That strangers will build your walls. And I see strangers. Strangers are people you don't know. And they are working for you, and they are serving you. I see the people of God living in the reality of that scripture. That strangers will build your wall. I can hear that. I saw a man right now who is saying, who is going to help me to handle this business? Who is going to help me to finance it? I'm hearing the word of the Lord that strangers are coming. Strangers are coming to help you raise the wall of that business. I saw a lady in business, that same word is coming to you. Strangers are coming to help you raise the wall of that business. And that business is not going to go down because the hand of the Lord is going to be upon you to produce unusual results in that environment. You are not there to be defeated. You are there to reign. You are not there to be defeated. You are there to win. You are there to excel. Amen. You are there to reign. You are there to be in charge and to take the lead and to make a difference and to change the neighborhood because the blessings of the Lord has made you rich.
Amen.
Unusual release. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Dr. Faye, let's go ahead. I'm hearing you.
Even before you came on the line, release the wisdom and direction of God. And we read the scripture how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth to heal all those who are oppressed. So I thank God for the unity of the Spirit on today. He has released his wisdom. He's released his healing of all who have listened. He's released it. And a supernatural prophet. If they listened and received it, he's released it on today. You know, Rabashkara, it's raining. It's raining, it's raining, it's raining. It's raining, it's raining, it's raining. And those who just open up and receive, open up and receive. This is why we need to pray Ephesians 1 every day. eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Because it's raining now. It was raining naturally many places around the world last week. It was a signal
right
to
now,
us.
Right now, it's raining.
God gives a signal. Open the eyes of your people. Help your people understand. I decree and declare on this morning that their eyes will be open. The eyes of their understanding will be open and understand. Receive the rain. It's soaking us. It's soaking us. He has soaked us with the natural, now he's soaking us spiritual, by the Spirit of the Lord. The anointing, greater increase, even in your life, whether it's listening, greater increase, greater anointing, seek God. Get in his face. Let me encourage you and admonish you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So God can download revelation to you. You can build yourself up. Direction. He can warn you about things to come. You'll be praying effectively. It's effective intercession by praying. Hunchikunam in the Holy Ghost for your family. I haven't prayed that way in years, but right now, in the name of God, the name of Jesus, we touch and agree. The Holy Ghost falling, whatever is speaking in tongues. He could have the Spirit of God, This is a weapon. You must use.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel the anointing. I feel the power. He got a prophet. This is the weapon he's given us. We must pray the Holy Ghost every day. We must pray. We're in perfect will with God. In his will, then we overturn the decrees of the kingdom of darkness. He warns us about things to come. He gives us direction about things to come. He downloads witty inventions. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, upon me. He's anointed us to do great things, great works. Great healing today. People of God, you're healed. All these little afflictions. The headaches, the stomach aches. These little afflictions that the enemy is trying to weigh you out. Yeah, the free healing. Now speak. Every headache, these migraine headaches that oppress the saints. Speak to that spirit. Forbid you come around the saints of God. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose healing in Abashkanda. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
No. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm hearing you.
I was saying we have about 7 minutes or so left on the broadcast, so I wanted to give you time to say whatever else you need to say, and then, you know, I'll end the broadcast.
Okay. Wow. In Ezekiel 37, the bones were dry.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bones were dry, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37. Can these bones live?
Yes, they can.
If you are listening right now and you are asking yourself, can I make it to life? Can I make it in life? Can I make it in this marriage? No, if it is dry, it is improved, it is time to speak God's word.
Yes.
If it is dry, it is proof that it is a time to speak the word of God. And God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, thou knowest the Lord. And he said to Ezekiel, prophesy, inspired utterance. Prophesy. Say what I said. Declaration. Release my word to the atmosphere. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who is going through a dry season. And I speak life. I speak hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the hand of the Lord rest upon you. The wisdom of God come upon you. You will produce amazing results in the name of Jesus. May you multiply. May you rise. May everything that was dead come alive in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone. Oh, Dr. Faye, you have been a great blessing. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you as you're blessing people around the world. May the wisdom of the Lord rest upon you, cause it to increase beyond your expectation. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. May the blessing of the Lord be upon all our listeners around the world. Wherever you're connected with us, may the blessing rest upon you. May you increase beyond your expectation. May your sin be forgiven. May the righteousness of God be in operation in your life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Freddie.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the broadcast on today and for all of our listeners who have tuned in. We're coming to the end of our broadcast time where we just say our ending prayer and we'll have to go off the air. But on next week, if you want to listen in, if you want us to pray for you, call in a little bit early. We start at 6:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time. So if you call in and I see the number on the board, we'll certainly bring you on in and we'll pray for you. But we thank all of our listeners for listening in today. And if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, you can receive him today. Just acknowledge that you are a sinner. And just agree with John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And then ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, all of your sins. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And accept him into your life. Just make that confession. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you in my life once a day. We thank Prophet Faithman Agbueto from Truth and Power Broadcast and from Discovery Christian Center in Nigeria, a powerful man of God whose God is going to expand his territory. He's going to be opening an international school of the prophets shortly. You'll be able to take classes online and in other places, and we'll talk more about that in the future. But we thank God for his powerful ministry. He's been blessing the people of God. But it's time for us to end our broadcast. Continue to pray for us. Pray for us. We will see you here next week at 6:30 a.m. But if you want to listen to the entire broadcast, you can go to the website that we always put up on social media, blogtalkradio.com/Pastor-Maureen, or it's rebroadcast Sunday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on gospelsgolden.com. We thank God for all of you on today. I know you're blessed. I know you've been blessed. Stay blessed. Walk in the power of the Lord. Remember, the word of God is the report of the Lord. So believe the report of the Lord as we end the broadcast with Jessica Reedy singing Leave It at the Altar. Take care and be blessed.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, you had enough, but it's been hard for everyone, you're not alone. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be alright.
So everything that you've been worried about,
put it on the altar.
You need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar and